I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It is the Strawberry. It's FM4. It's a dark Thursday morning.
It is, isn't it?
A lot of rain out there this morning.
There is, isn't it?
That rain, yes, there is. Are you going to agree with everything I said?
you're on the money so day. Far.
That's right.
It's shocking. It's a real, oh God. Put the lights on everything.
It's kind of a Monday, Thursday.
Yeah, turn the heat
but
up.
But inside, it's nearly Friday to me.
Yeah, so that's true.
That, you know.
There's always a positive.
There is. And we got photographs from Spain. A beautiful sunrise in
yeah,
Spain.
Thanks so for that, Paul.
That's made me feel. I'm looking at it still, Paul.
Actually, if you're listening on the app somewhere that is not raining, please send us a photograph. You'll brighten our morning. 0876797104. And we'll describe it to the listener.
And if it is raining, just take a picture of something random in your gaff or in your car or, you know, your shoes.
Yeah, beads on a window are okay. Like,
throw it in.
Not rosary beads now, if your granny gave you them, or a Padre Pio thing for your car to keep you safe.
So before Putin made his speech yesterday, there was a delay for 13 hours and he was seen by a doctor for chest pains.
So right. What his speech yesterday, what essentially, because a lot of us aren't familiar with war.
Yeah.
What
is it good for? Huh. Good
no,
God, Lord. No. Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
War. Like so, the thing he announced, what does that mean? He can just pick you up off the streets and say you're gone?
Yes, he can mobilise 300,000 Russian troops who don't want to fight. They will have to fight. So a lot of them are doing leggers now, because they don't want to be conscripted into the army and possibly be killed.
Okay.
So
you've been doing a normal job, like, and he can just come into your office and say, "Hey, you."
Yeah. So if you're fighting age and you're fit and everything, and if you've served in the military before or anything like that, you're back in. If you're retired from the military, you can be back in. And I think the Russian people are now saying, "No, no, 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 no! Come on, we don't want that."
Had quite a few months of this. When is it going to end?
Yeah, so there's protests happening in Russia. He also said that he would use all the powers he has at his disposal, which hints at sort of nuclear stuff, right?
The photograph in his office yesterday in the televised address, he looks demented.
And he said the technology was better than NATO's and everything. But like, look at his phones behind him. They're very, very old.
They anyway. Are. It's got a landline.
You'd have landlines for military stuff, wouldn't you? You would.
Yeah, I know, but...
Anyway... He said, and it's very scary what he's saying. This is not to be trifled with, right? Mm. He said that he's not bluffing. He'll use anything he needs if he feels threatened. He'll use bigger weapons. And he says he's not bluffing. Now, every gambler on earth has come forward and said, anyone who says, "I'm not bluffing," is generally bluffing.
Yeah, that's true. So Biden has said a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. And,
absolutely.
Vladimir has been described as showing reckless disregard for global security with his threat to use nuclear weapons against the West.
It's a very scary time.
That sounds like it's all kicking off to me.
He's a madman. There's no two ways around it.
Looks like it, all right.
So there's an update on Qatar.
Oh, yeah. How much is the pint now?
Given boozed up fans will get a fair shake. Or sheik. World Cheek. Cup fans committed minor offences such as public drunkenness will escape prosecution. A diplomat familiar with briefings for foreign police has confirmed.
Yeah, but would you be put in a cell for an hour till you cool off?
No, I think they're going to probably turn a little bit of a blind eye to the soccer fans. You can't invite them all to Qatar and then say, look, you can't do what you normally do.
I don't know if we'd be walking down the street at 4 a.m. singing "Ole, Ole, Ole."
No,
we're all part of Jackie's
around
army.
Around the stadiums, you might be okay, according to this diplomat.
And we'll really shake them up when the
we would not have enjoyed this World Cup.
I don't think so. I think we're better off giving it the swerve. They all did us a favour by playing brutally.
While the policing strategy for the competition, which kicks off in less than 2 months, has yet to be finalised, organisers have told diplomats and police from qualified countries they intend to show flexibility for relatively minor infringements.
Relatively.
So, let's say if you're off your, if you're setting off fireworks from your bottom, you will definitely go to prison. If you're a little bit jarred, I'd say they might just,
yeah,
they keep an eye on you, but they'll let you carry on.
Did you hear that, England? Leave the fireworks at home. You can't even smuggle them into like, that'd be crazy.
No. You know? Even picking up a piece of outdoor beer garden furniture, they wouldn't have beer garden furniture to throw. But if you start throwing a table or a chair, I'd say definitely they'll come down like a ton of bricks on you.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if you're singing Olé Olé, I think you'd be all right.
Well, I've spoken to people in who've lived in these type of places where just the rules are very, very strict. And it does sound very interesting that, for example, you could leave your MacBook on a table or your phone on a table outside a coffee shop. You could go inside to the toilet for half an hour if you weren't feeling well, and you'd come outside and it would be where you left it.
Yes.
Because the consequences if you took it are so severe. So maybe that part would be good. I don't know.
That's okay if you're used to that.
You can have nice things.
If you're not used to that, it could be a very difficult place to live.
Yeah, that's true.
And they wouldn't be the most progressive society.
No, no, no.
So, no. You know. But look, I just hope that, I hope it's not too hot. I hate World Cups where it's too hot and Steve Staunton's coming off wearing a baseball cap.
Well, we never found out what he's up to yesterday on the random sports person question. Yeah, he did come in, but no one could tell us what Steve Staunton is now doing now.
Because you've seen matches before where if the temperature is really high and you're playing a Brazilian team or the South American team, they'll be grand.
He'd have a curfew till 10 o'clock at night, I'd say. A little fair skin on him. Unless he used that umbrella, he still has that. He could put that up in the sunshine.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. Finally get to the end, the bottom of that. So every time we play that, I go, oh, I love that. It sounds like something I'd be well into.
Yeah.
And I go, but is it an original song that's just been sped up and slowed down, sped up and slowed down? Or is it, is it a retro song?
Well, it sounds like it'd be a retro song, doesn't it?
It sounds like a retro song, but...
Also, can I just say, I've just realised, she's singing about GameStop the whole way through that song.
GameStop.
She's saying GameStop.
So the song is originally by a band called Silk, and it's called I Can't Stop Turning You On. And it is exactly that. This original song, which looks like it probably came out in the 1970s or something, judging from the album cover, this is what it sounds like, the original one. It's much slower, but this is the track.
GameStop. GameStop. GameStop.
It's not GameStop turning you on.
I can't turn it off in GameStop.
Hey. So that's the song. So that's we should really say when we say that song, when we play, we say that's Silk just sped up and slowed down by somebody else.
It is.
So we should say Silk from now on.
And if Jace the Pace is listening right now, he'll love that. Hume House to your house.
That sounds really good. Now, I've never heard of the band Silk. That'd be right up my street, that
would. Yeah, it would be. But it's like Bruno Mars would love that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And Silk Sonic would
love
that.
So I will definitely be giving Silk a that's what I do. I do. This is my new thing now. I do. If I'm on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
I go on and I play a song and I just let it roll into something else. And I keep going until I find an artist I like the look of.
You should try the radio feature on it.
I know, yeah. And then I investigate that artist. That's how I discover new people.
That's a good way to do it.
Silk. I'll be checking you out, Silk.
It's definitely GameStop, though.
GameStop.
You're really struggling to get that one in. The Crowbar and GameStop in
Listen.
There.
Listen. In the pavilions, in the square tala. GameStop. FIFA 23 out now, although we can't call it
FIFA
anymore.
You know that shop that sells the second-hand games? CEX, I used to call it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's not...
CEX.
That's pronounced sex.
Yeah, all right, well, that's how you spell it.
I saw their TV ad. It said, come and get your... cash in your games at sex.
Right.
Other people have been calling it Kex.
Well, Kex
and
is a bit more.
I always call it CEX. I'm always going to CEX and see if can get a controller for that. It's called... They pronounce it sex.
I'll be having Kex tonight.
When they answer the phone, hello, sex. How can I help you? And you have Crash Bandicoot 1. I do, yeah. We'll buy it for £2. We'll sell it for 25.
Come in and exchange. That's sex.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. Is Stranger Things done now?
For the moment. It's not
I mean,
done,
like, is there another season coming?
Ah, yeah, it's not
what over. Artists would you like, retro artists, would you like to see them make a Kate Bush out of next year?
Maybe David Bowie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there's a cafe.
This isn't a new thing now. Like back when I was DJing, people would come up and ask you, will you charge me phone? Will you charge me vape?
By the way, one of the best things I've bought, and this is on this subject recently, it was €25. Yeah. You got it in one of those electrical shops, you know, they do all the phones and they fix things, computers and stuff.
Yeah.
Went in, I asked about a charger. He said, oh, hang on a second. He gave me this one. He said, 25. It charges, it has 6 USB holders.
USB-C or just USB?
USB. But okay. It can go to USB, charge anything, you know?
I know, yeah, but USB-C is the new way.
I know, yeah, but like you
this is the way.
You can charge USB-C products with a USB.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 6 of them and 3 plugs on one thing. It's brilliant. And it has an on-off switch and everything. You want to just turn the whole thing off. It is class.
I did buy a little travel adapter on holidays once, and it has, it's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Of adapters. That's what you want with you.
So anyway, somebody has done something similar. They have a multi-plug device. They've gone to a cafe. It's called Oscar's Cafe Bar. I might as well give them a mention.
Yeah.
And now, here's the thing. So they plugged in their multi-plug. So it's a 4-plug unit, and they had 2 plugs sticking out of it. It looks like laptop plugs.
Now, the skeptic in me when places do this, because there's no, you can't spot any humans.
Yeah.
You don't see, are they looking for free publicity?
If they're looking for it, they've got it. Oscar's Cafe Bar. What's that name again? So anyway, they say that somebody's come into their cafe and plugged in their power bank.
Sat there for 4.5 hours.
4.5 hours and had 2 drinks. They plugged in 3 devices on the plug board and they, for 2.5 hours, or 4.5 hours, sat there sipping 2 drinks.
But your 2 drinks in Dublin now would cost you £20, so that covers the electricity.
Yeah, it looks like some kind of, it looks like a cocktail. There's berries floating in it.
Oh, that's £15, so.
There's a straw. So yeah, and they're saying this is outrageous. Now look.
Is it cheeky? In this day and age, to go in and charge,
I would do it.
I can't talk after the other morning, so
you do it on the sly. Like you know, if you charge your phone at work, do you not feel like you're robbing your employer? I shouldn't be asking you.
There's a Starbucks a couple of doors down, and for years they've had plugs and chargers. The airport have got plugs and like the airport is a different thing. Like they kind of have to have them, but like Starbucks are encouraging you to drink more coffee.
Yes.
By staying a bit longer.
And they give you the free Wi-Fi.
And they've worked out that by, you know, they're hedging their bets that they'll make more money on you buying a second coffee than the cost of charging whatever device you're charging.
There's plenty of cafes and it's kind of like holidays with people with the towels. People get there early with their laptop.
Annoying.
They use the coffee shop as an office. They make sure they're sitting at the best table with the best plugs, with the best view.
But they're telling you they're game ball for it if they have sockets at the tables.
Yeah.
I don't know if Oscar's does now, or that's someone being cheeky with it. So basically, like, they brought a plug board into a coffee shop. Let's be honest here. You can describe it as fancy as you like.
If you're powering up your phone, which is half dead, that's fair enough. But if you're plugging everything in and charging the whole lot, you're going to save yourself a few quid too.
This is why I go around with the gym now. This is what the modern man is reaching into his pocket now. See that now, right?
Yes, I see that. So that's solar powered, is it?
It's a solar powered power bank.
Okay, and do you leave it on your dashboard? Is it?
You could leave it on your dashboard. You can also charge it with the normal electricity.
Okay,
and I bring that, and I don't know how many charges. There's many. And because they want to think it's renewable, it kind of has a wooden finish on it.
Just for everybody, he's holding up it looks about the size.
It's a good size though, isn't it?
The size of an iPhone, and it's wooden.
It's the exact size. It's actually a bit smaller than an iPhone.
And it's wood, and it's got solar panels on it.
Yeah.
And now, if you charge it just with solar, because if you went camping with that now, that keep your phone going?
Well, I could stick it in the window there now.
Like if you went to Electric Picnic for the weekend, could you?
I brought that to Electric Picnic.
Could you charge all your devices for the weekend?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How much was that now, Nobby? Much?
It was free.
I know, but how much are they for normal people?
I don't know. It's a car company on the back of it. But get yourself one of them and then you don't need to rip off people's electricity at all.
Yes, just reminding you.
I'd say they're only about £20. Everyone should bring a power bank with them.
Power banks are great.
Never get stuck again.
I have one that's similar. It's not solar powered, but it's called the Brick. And once you charge it up, it is you get about, I'd say, 8 full charges of your phone off it.
So the question this morning is, are you Should you feel guilty for charging multiple devices in a cafe? They're paying for the electricity, of course. Or
which is getting more expensive?
Which is getting more expensive? Or do you think if you're paying to stay there and you're drinking or you're eating, you're not just sitting there for 5 hours, not, you know, sharing a Coke with 12 people?
Yeah, because if this becomes a thing, how many times have you been in a lobby of a hotel and you're charging up your devices while you're waiting to get a taxi or something? You know, like if the people stop charging, how are you undo it?
I heard a story years ago. I don't know if it's still the case, but I'm fairly sure there was a memo that went around Ryanair HQ that said staff are not allowed to charge devices while they're in work. Charge them at home. Because it was a low-cost model company.
Well,
I don't know if that's still the case, but
there's plenty of people going, that's not a bad idea.
That's how Michael Leary has all his millions, because you're not charging your phone. Would you feel guilty or not? 087-679-7104 and Dish the Dirt's coming up.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Norton is back next Friday. Is that next Friday like this Friday or next Friday this next Friday?
I never understand when people say that. Yeah,
is he back on Friday or is he not?
Is it anyway, Friday week?
He spoke to The One Show last night about what we can expect on the new series.
On the first one, we've got Jamie Lee Curtis, who's back at Halloween.
Nice.
Oscar winner Rami Malek is there.
Yeah.
Lydia West, she's got a new show out in the BBC. You know, she was in It's a Sin. She was amazing.
Oh,
in It's
my
a Sin.
Gosh.
Yeah,
yes.
So lovely. So she's back. Robbie Williams is singing. And The Sofa is back. It's the return of The Sofa.
So you were in chairs, but now you're back to everybody sharing the sofa.
Yeah, we were in chairs very, very far away. And now we're back in The Sofa and with a full audience. So it's a kind of, it's everything's old is new again.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to it.
And I'd forgotten, he got married during the summer.
Graham did.
Yes, and he brought up the fact that he got married. They asked him about it. Here's what he said.
Oh, fair play to him.
Yeah.
We have to say congratulations. You've got married.
I did.
Nice to be married.
It is very... No. It'd be terrible if I went, no. It was an awful mistake. I don't know what I was thinking. No, it's lovely. It's very
Isn't
nice.
It?
Very yeah. nice.
And
to
a
be
good
married.
Day.
Oh, no, it was a lovely day. I mean, I don't normally enjoy weddings, but it turns out when it's your own, it's quite fun.
Much better. Yeah.
Much better when it's actually about you.
Good.
Rather than feigning interest in other people.
Love your honesty, Graham.
Now, I've just searched Graham Norton on my Sky app, and it's quite amazing how many times he's repeated, particularly on Virgin Media too. I'm looking at you.
Yes.
Right? It's just a wall of
Which is handy, though, if you're out on Friday.
It is. Like, he's repeated 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but 12. He's that good, that's worth the repeats.
But it's not coming up for this week, so I'd imagine it's tomorrow week.
We're
safe for one more week, Tuberty.
Bop, 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 bop.
For some people.
He has Brian Cox on this Friday.
Off, does he?
Yes, he effing does. If you're a fan of Succession, and if you've seen it, who isn't? That's a big one to get.
Wow. 2 of them on the one stage.
Do you think you'll ask him to say it to him?
Possibly.
It could start a trend.
Well, your man from Boyzone started that. He's
he did, yeah.
Shane, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. We can't go into it.
No, we can't.
And Harry Styles, I didn't realise he did 15 nights in Madison Square Gardens. That's some run.
Loaded. So just before... I love fish.
We don't want to say goodnight to you, Harry Styles. Madison Square Garden, 15 consecutive nights. That banner will stay forever.
Anytime that you come to Madison Square Garden and you see that, you remember it's because of you. That is ours. Thank you so, so much. All of you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Do you like turkey burgers?
Well, yes.
Do we like Amanda Brunker?
You might. She has a very topical service for you.
No, Notorious.
Conor McGregor's turkey burgers.
Notorious.
Come on down to my all-new restaurant. Conor McGregor's turkey burgers. This is the chain that's going to dominate the world of cuisine, yeah? I'll give myself a Michelin star. 6 stars. Conor McGregor's turkey burgers. One whiff of my turkey burgers and all those burgers will be octagon. Why turkey, you ask? Because everyone else is chicken. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Conor McGregor's turkey burgers. Are they tasty? No. They're notorious. Pop into the restaurant and tell my waiters that Connor sent you. We're not here to take part. We're here to take your orders.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and let me tell you something. After this advertisement is finished, you're gonna wish you were a free man. Thinking about breaking the law? Wanna get arrested and convicted of a crime? Where will you stay in Dublin if you're caught? Come to Mountjoy Prison, where the joy is everywhere you look. Located on Dublin's glamorous North Circular Road, Mountjoy Prison boasts Ireland's largest prison population, featuring a whole host of colorful lags, inmates, and innocent convicts. What Mountjoy Prison lacks on a view, it makes up for with recreational activities. A spacious prison yard and a snooker table. Mobile phones aren't permitted, but that just makes your stay all the less stressful. Kick back in your cell, have a cup of tea, watch TV, or maybe even make your own personal minibar of homemade hooch. If you're looking for security, we have them everywhere. Mountjoy Prison, where the joy is everywhere you look. Terms and conditions apply. Places are going fast.
I'm Amanda Brunker. I've done a lot in my career so far. I was Miss Ireland. I've written books, yes, books. And I'd Botox on The Late Late Show. But now, with World War III just around the corner, I'm opening my own place for people to hide in. Amanda Brunker's Bunker. Amanda Brunker's Bunker! It'll be like Lily's, only underground. Complimentary glass of champagne on arrival. A manicure for your hands. Yes, that is what you're hoping. Amanda Brunker's Bunker! Access to clean air and a torch. It's where all the celebs go to avoid a nuclear winter. Amanda Brunker's Bunker. See you there, guys. We're headed for another boom. Amanda Brunker's Bunker!
Okay.
10 questions.
Okay. 60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie. Oh,
so Nicola works in a deli. Good morning, Nicola.
Morning.
Is it true that your special is a curry, a chicken fillet roll with curry sauce in it?
Chicken fillet roll with curry sauce.
Yeah, so and you, the curry sauce is inside it. You don't get that on the side to dip. It's
not pour over the top.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Pour it over the top. And so it's a messy sandwich then?
It is, yeah.
But messy sandwiches are the best way, aren't they?
Very popular.
Well, of all the things I have people put on chicken, like Lewis Capaldi a few weeks ago was talking about jalapenos. I've never heard of curry sauce. That's an interesting one.
Now, is it curry sauce from a squeezy bottle or is it hot curry sauce? Like,
no, it's hot McDonald's curry sauce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where's this deli?
Cabra.
What's the name of
it? Daybreak, is it?
Daybreak, yeah.
Daybreak. Get in there. How many of those do you shift today?
100.
Gil kids, 100. And do you know who was the person you work with who came up with this idea of saying, how about we chuck some curry sauce on a chicken fillet roll?
I don't know.
They're a genius, whoever they are. You find out and get back to us. Sounds good. Right. We're going to give you 10 questions, Nicola.
Yes.
And you're going to have 10 answers. And if you give us all 10, we'll have €1,000 for you. Let's do this.
Yeah. We'll dunk you in hot curry sauce if you win.
Great.
Right, let's go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What type of sweets are associated with helping school children across the road?
Lollipops.
Keane Healy is famous for playing rugby for what province?
Munster.
TV show Friends premiered this week. How long ago, though? 18 years ago or 28 years ago this week?
28.
What's the name of the triangular chocolate bar that is really popular on the way home at airports?
Toblerone.
True or false, Rita Ora won a skateboarding trophy when she was 15.
False.
Sean Corey Carter is better known as who?
Nathan Carter.
What was the famous painter Picasso's first name?
Oh, I'm gone blank. Picasso.
Not Escobar. The two large red and white chimneys famous on Dublin's skyline are known as what?
Bull Island. No, I can't think now. I'm gone completely blank.
It is near it, yeah.
Apart from Ireland, name two countries that start with the letter I.
Israel and Iran.
And Monaster Evan is in what county?
Galway.
That was a horse sound, by the way.
It was a horse county.
Because the horse county is Kildare.
There's actually seven countries that begin with I, apart from Ireland. I'm not going to tell you what they are. You can all think about that yourself.
You didn't give us the obvious answer for that question, though. I'm impressed.
So you got two of them very quickly.
I'd say a lot of people would have said Italy.
I thought maybe that was a bit too tough. So let's go through them. You got the first one, yeah, lollipops. Lollipop person. Leinster. Keane Healy plays for Leinster.
Yes.
I can't believe if it is true that Friends is almost 30.
28 years ago, this very week, Friends started.
Isn't that, like, that's insane.
And still going. So it does feel like 18 years ago because it's so recent as well.
I also saw Mara Wilson, who was Matilda.
Yes.
In that Danny DeVito version, is 35 this week.
She was also in Mrs. Doubtfire.
She was.
Toblerone's right. You're right, Rita, or it wasn't a skateboarder. Sean Corey Carter is Jay-Z.
He is cousins with Nathan Carter, though.
How come he's not in the Late Late Show every second week?
He is. Oh, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's not, though.
All right, no.
My guest tonight is Jay-Z.
Pablo Picasso.
The Poolbeg Chimneys.
So, is it a seven?
It's a five.
Oh.
Five is very bad.
Yeah, but look, chicken fillet roll, curry sauce, that's genius.
Curry sauce. Do you get a napkin with that, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd need it, wouldn't you?
I'd say you'd need a bib.
That's the kind of, you stand over a bin and eat that.
A bib with the curve at the end of it, the babies get.
With your legs wide open, standing over a bin.
And then mop that
leaning
up,
forward.
Mop that up with bread then at the end. Extra roll for the extra curry sauce you've dropped all over your face. Oh yeah,
get it into you.
Say fellas with beards that have like curry sauce.
Curry, Mr. Twit. All down their high vis.
Right, we're gonna go now.
Okay, thanks.
It's just a normal day for Nicola. To us.
Can I have a cuddle mug?
Yes, of course you can.
If you fill it with curry sauce and send us a picture, you can.
Grand.
It's all yours. Thanks for playing FM 104's Instagram. Bye. Can of curry sauce has been open, by the way. A lot of people are claiming that they've been doing it for 15 years. Chicken fillet roll curry sauce from Varieties. On the Robin Hood Road, that's in the industrial estate, I presume, is it? For the last 15 years.
I've seen people doing sandwiches with the curry sauce on the side and they dip it in, you know?
Yeah. But the whole point of the chicken fillet roll is like to
so dippy.
Spread it all over. By the way, it's the very mundane, but this is my point. You two are hating on me because
I don't hate on anyone. I'm not American.
I know, but... a lot of people have swipe cards for work or whatever, access to a door. By the way, my card opens doors. Extra doors this week. I asked someone, can I have some extra doors? They give me extra doors.
Well done with your extra doors, Nobby.
By the way, you can also buy a machine. Here's okay, so first of all, it's just a lanyard with the company's name.
Nobby's wearing the company lanyard.
And it is new for me, in fairness. It was more just, it was a box of them. I put them on. I don't really like being branded, to be honest with you. And also,
well, you could have fooled me.
It's a bit, because there's the radio station logo on the lanyard, you might feel, you'd feel like you're a bit showboaty. So I'm going to take it off right now. Cut me headphones.
Yes,
you're right, though.
Out that day in physics, right? If you take that off, it'll stick around the...
It's not very me. I do like the stringy bit.
Now, so there's a few things, and I don't know why, because like lanyards, they make sense. You know, if you're walking around and bipping through doors all
just
the time.
Branded.
It's, you know, if you're a nurse and you need to get through and you need to get through the door fast, I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I don't really need this.
I don't know what it is about them that they're just a little bit... They're a little bit naff. And it's like, you know, when people have a mobile phone thing on the side of their belt.
No one does that anymore, Jim.
Builders do.
They might need them.
What do you mean they might need them?
Well, builders have Snickers trousers on.
They would have,
There's hooks on those belts for everything.
Yeah. The cover I have for my phone actually has a device that it can attach to things. It has a clippy doodah, but I wouldn't do it.
No, you don't see fellas with really phones on their belts anymore.
It's like it's like mobile phone covers. They're also your wallet, you know.
Tell you what is interesting.
I don't know. It's a bit owl laddie.
Speaking of swipe cards and access cards, there's a little gizmo you can buy on eBay. It's very cheap. I think it's less than a fiver. And you can clone any card. And what's even more interesting is, let's say you've got five swipe cards, one's for a car park or something. This little gizmo can make your bank card, for those who still carry bank cards, or any type of card with a strip on it, you can clone. So I could clone this card onto my bank card and I could use the one card for opening everything.
Oh.
I don't know what the gizmo's called. I'll get back to you. Well, no, it's less than a fiver.
It'd be great for criminals as well.
Would be good. Well, look,
you're tipping your toe in that world this week, aren't you?
I got away with that.
Yeah, well, see, crime doesn't pay. Watch these standards. The criminals always end up getting exited.
4 hours free charging. No, I got away with it.
And now you're going to buy cloning devices so you can steal people's credit cards.
If you like a lanyard and you like a swipe card, you should buy a cloning device.
Ladies, do you like a lanyard?
You could clone lots of things.
Well, I've got news for you.
It also cuts out the conversation of what do you do for a living.
I saw a gadget. I'm not going to tell you about it now, but I saw a gadget yesterday, and it's perfect for people who don't know what to buy them something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy you one for Christmas.
Lovely.
So you'll have to stay tuned to find out what I get. That'll be at Christmas.
Well, it's less than 100 days. Not too long to wait.
It's less than 30 euro.
It's okay. I look for. I do like a little
gadget.
It's
a good gadget.
Yeah.
I'm going to get about 10 of them. Everyone's getting one this year.
You're right. Only doctors and nurses need that. Maybe prison wardens.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I know.
It's
just a bit officey. You know?
It's a bit officey, yeah. It's a bit suity.
You're not suity. You're not officey.
No, I'm wearing a hoodie to work today, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't suit the hoodie thing.
No.
You know, if you're wearing a shirt and tie, yeah, it all fits in.
I'll take it off.
There you go. That's the power of peer pressure.
Yeah. Easily swayed.
For Showbiz News,
FM 104's Dish the Dirt
with Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
We'll get to Kim Kardashian in just a second, but looking at the Late Late Show's Instagram, James Corden had Stevie Wonder doing carpool, and Stevie was driving.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
It was an old one.
Yeah,
they've just reposted it
for
some reason.
It's the best one, unless he's come back and done it again. Yeah, remember he rang Corden's wife and sang, "I just called to say I love you," and he started crying. Unless he came back and did it again. FIFA 23 is out on September the 30th, right? It's fantastic. Everyone loves it. But there's going to be a change, because now you can have Ted Lasso's team, AFC Richmond, as one of your teams, if you want.
Ooh.
Here's the promo, and you'll hear the Ted Lasso crew in here.
Some very famous football voices also in this.
He's proven he belongs in the game.
He didn't know a thing about football, but that didn't matter.
He's someone you just can't help but root for.
He knows how to block out the noise.
He's a great manager and an even better man. And if you tell him I said that, I will brain you.
A tremendous strike! Out of this world! Well, it was a risky challenge. Oh, yes! Wonderful goal!
EA Sports. I'm in the game.
Yes!
Ooh, did I sound like the guy?
Yeah, you sounded like the guy, Ted.
Excellent.
End of September.
Looking forward to it. There's a lot. We always get pictures. There's always things that people going around with. Somebody will buy the new FIFA and leave sort of snacks and stuff, and then go out to leave it as a present for their partner if they're big into FIFA.
Girlfriends like that don't exist.
They do. They do exist. And
where do you find them?
They leave you. They leave you some fizzy drinks in the fridge.
Six of them.
Yeah, they leave you the menu for the local pizza place, and they leave you FIFA, the new FIFA, and they say, "Well, I'm going out."
They revolute your money for the takeaway as well.
Yes, they do. So James Corden and the Kardashians did a spoof House of the Dragon show last night called the Targashians. And it's about 7 minutes long. You have to really see it, but here is a clip.
I mean, Keith is the king right now, but let's be honest. Fine, the Grayscale Cosmetics Company. Dungeon reform. What else am I forgetting? Oh, body butter. I've been going to Baratheon boot camp twice a day since I found out about Jousters Illustrated. Nothing is going to ruin this shoot for me. Nothing. How much longer?
Oh, just like 5.
6 more days.
Kim, did you do this?
Oh my God, do you mind?
Did you break my dragon egg?
Yeah, I did. The yolk gives the most next level body shimmer. This is Joustress Illustrated.
I don't give a
Ugh, your jealousy is really toxic right now.
I'm not jealous.
Mom!
So the whole thing is 7 minutes long. There's full on costumes, sets, the works.
Yeah.
You can go and enjoy it at your leisure at some point today.
It is a strawberry alarm clock. And there's a thing happening in the post in the UK. I don't know if this happens here. So maybe if you work for On Post, you can tell us. So people are getting freaked out because they're getting letters in through the letterbox. And on some of the letters, there's a letter P just scribbled on the letter.
On the envelope?
On the envelope.
Just the letter P?
Just the letter P. And people are worried that this is something to do with dog nappers who are going to steal their pets. A lot of pet owners are very, very... A huge thing became massive over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Dogs being stolen from their own gardens and from when they're out on walks, they've been sort of coaxed into the back of the vans and
driven
off.
Even Lady Gaga's dogs were nicked.
Yeah. So especially if you've got a good breed dog.
Yeah.
They're very...
Pedigree dog. Yeah.
Pedigree dog. They're very nickable and resellable. And so people are very, very worried about it. But the people in the post office in the UK, apparently, by the way, the post office in the UK is now called Charles III's Post Office.
Over the doors, like it says Charles III.
Well, it was. Remember, there was Eeyore on all the post boxes? So now it's Charles III's Post Office. So now people are calling it C-3PO.
Hey. Imagine having to lick him now when he's a stamp.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so, but there's the people in the post office said, no, there's a really innocent explanation for why there's a letter P.
Oh, so it's not for dogs. Good.
Nothing to do with your dogs. Can you have a guess what it would be?
Yeah.
And the post office people are doing it themselves.
So who's, so it's not the person sending the envelope that's putting P on it.
No.
It's the post office.
Somebody's scribbling it, yeah.
And is it the post delivery people or is it more in the sorting office?
Delivery people. It's just so obvious. It's like you don't have to be Sherlock.
Is it if they're really not friendly people? P-R-I-C-K-S?
No. No.
I hate them on number seven.
It's so innocent.
P. Come on, have a guess. 087-679-7104.
If you work for On Post, do you do this yourself? Have you noticed a P written on the side of your envelopes? Yeah.
Are you sure it's not the number seven are really, really unfriendly people?
Yeah.
P.
Don't look at the screen. Somebody has it straight away. And when I read it, I was like, of course you would. That's a clever thing to do.
P.
Yeah. You're working for On Post now.
Is it
right?
Anything to do with dogs?
Nothing to do with dogs. No, the dog owners can stand down. That's nothing to do.
It's not a sign that you're going to get bitten if you put your fingers
in
the envelope,
you know, the way
or the letterbox.
Sometimes you'd see somebody writing a bit of chalk mark on a door. Just you know, there's pets here. You know, sometimes they catch criminals and there's a list of all the addresses that have dogs that might bark.
Yeah, there's a red ribbon outside the tree in your house.
Somebody says pooch in the house. Nothing to do with pooches, nothing to do with dogs.
Who calls dogs pooches, by the way?
Paid. No, it's nothing to do with paid.
Paid, yes.
It's so obvious when you
know
it.
It's like, oh man, yeah, of course you would. That's why I'm not looking at the screen, because it's so obvious.
Yeah, don't look at the screen. So you're working for On Post,
P.
Yeah, you're dropping post around to someone's house.
Yeah.
Why would you write P on their envelopes?
I haven't a clue. Like... Is it really obvious?
Yeah. Yeah. That's only, I didn't get it until I was reading things. Like,
pregnant. She's a woman in there.
No.
Pregnant.
Why would you do that? Priority? No. Very good. Watches rude videos? No. Nothing to do with that.
That's nothing to do with P.
Private,
yeah,
lads.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
to do with private. No.
Private.
I work for On Post, but I've never seen P on any letter. So this wouldn't be on the letter. The post office people would write it themselves.
So it's...
Yes, the guess you have is correct.
I was only in the post office yesterday, and I didn't... see anyone writing P on anything. There was no Q as well. It's very handy. P. Obvious, and it's P.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, right?
I really want to guess it, though.
Don't look at the screen.
I'm not looking at the screen.
It's nothing to do with paid. No.
Pringles.
No.
Nothing
to do with post. So they get out of your house, right? They come around to Mr. Nobby's house.
Yeah.
And they see a letter for Mr. Nobby, but there's also in the van... is a parcel for Mr. Nobby. They write P on the letter so they don't forget the parcel.
Ah.
And it's been freaking people out. It's really innocent. Just a little P in the corner. And he's going, oh, there's a parcel there. So make sure I don't forget that now. Oh, yeah. There's the letters. There's the parcel. Bosh. Simple.
So they're not tied together with an elastic band or anything? Or
No, just a
parcel.
The right part. Just a little letter P means that there's a parcel to go with that post that day. So that's all it is. So if you see peas and they're randomly showing up and you're wondering, what the hell does that mean? That's what it means.
Nothing sinister.
Now, apparently on Puss, people are saying that they don't do that here, but it's a pretty good idea. It's probably illegal to write on people's posts. I don't know.
Parcel. It's interfering, yeah.
Interfering with post. Anyway.
Well, there you go, on Puss. There's something else you to do. Go try it. Parcel. That was it.
Yeah.
I was really just trying
really
to think.
It's really simple.
Something complicated and complex.
No, it's really obvious.
Okay. There's nothing like getting a parcel, in fairness. Much more interesting than a letter. Especially a brown letter with a harp on it. It's never going to end well. Now, we found out during the summer that people like watching YouTube streams of owls. There was the really windy week where people were watching planes land all day long.
That was brilliant.
Remember that?
Oh.
Well, here's another stream that you can watch if you literally like paint drying. So the Hollywood sign is 100 next year. Survived a lot, hasn't it?
Is it still the same sign?
It is. It's the original. Yeah.
They haven't replaced it. It's never blown down.
I don't think it's ever blown down, no.
So that wood is the same wood.
It survived wars and everything. Like, it was, that would be one of the first things to take out now.
Nobody was bombing Hollywood back then.
Yeah, fair enough.
The war didn't make it that far.
Give it time. So guess how high the letters are, because like I've often, you know, when you see things like An Idiot Abroad and Carl brings you to the pyramids and you kind of go, all right, that's
20 foot.
Higher.
30 foot.
Higher again.
50 foot.
It's just a little bit less.
48
down
foot.
Down a little bit. Down
46 foot.
One more.
45
so they're
40, foot.
45 feet in height. So basically 10 lads are going to paint the Hollywood sign over the next few days. It starts on the, what date's today? The
22nd, yeah.
Starts tomorrow. Sorry, starts on the 26th. They're going to use a lot of paint. 400 gallons. There's a particular type of white.
And you can watch them paint it.
You can watch them paint the Hollywood.
Do you know what? You might laugh, but there's an awful lot of that on social media where people are painting and they've got such skills. It's actually very satisfying to watch.
Hey, painters, professional painters, get this, right? Painting preparation begins on the 26th. So, will they tape up the ground around it? Will they? What's it called when you're cutting in?
Yes.
Right? And then the priming and painting. Wait for this, lads. The 3rd of October is when the painting and priming. And this will all be streamed. Who is going to watch that?
Nobody's going to watch it all, but you might throw it on for half an hour when you're having your Weetabix.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what I'm getting on. I'd watch that over a lot of TV that's on. That's, you know, when you're flicking through and there's nothing on, I'd rather watch that sometimes.
Obviously, it's been in loads and loads of movies. It's 100 years old in 2023. It was designed by a dude called Harry Chandler.
Is it true they have one in Wicklow, in the Hollywood in Wicklow?
There is.
A small one?
There is. Yes, there is a Hollywood sign. You come over a beautiful little bridge.
I've never seen it.
And you can kind of, one of the quickest ways to get it is you go through Britis, not the British Bay, the other Britis. And you cut through a beautiful bridge. You'll turn right corner. You would think you're in Ireland, but you wouldn't think you're so close to Dublin. And they do have their own little Hollywood sign.
Well, I follow an account on TikTok that's called Unblocking Drains. Now,
I can kind of understand that, though.
It's only about 30 seconds, but like you see a big puddle and they just go vroom, 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 and they have all these gadgets, and the next thing all the water just goes, it's so cool. And they're reefing the leaves or whatever it is out, and just everything just disappears.
But those lads not get a job in the council or Diner Rod or something.
Well, that's what they're working for, I think, yeah.
Their lifelong dream.
But it's so satisfying to watch.
And how many subscribers do they have?
I don't know, loads. They've got me. And you know when you see people putting the lines on the road as well, and they draw the little squares.
I do like watching that.
And they just go, and they never mess it up.
But no, those lads are amazing.
Unreal.
But the way they do the gaps for the broken lines, I watched that one day. I pulled in and watched that for half an hour.
If anyone's got if they're very highly skilled at anything, I'd watch it. If they're brilliant at something, I would watch it because it's just mesmerising.
Well, if you really want to watch the 10 lads, do the Hollywood sign. It kicks off from the 26th of September.
Yes, forget the World Cup, lads.
I know.
If you're a fan of a game show, there's a new one coming to Netflix.
Okay.
It has a reboot, of course, because there's no new ideas or songs. ABC ran this show in 2001 to 2009. I'd never heard of it. It's called The Mole.
The Mole?
The Mole, yes.
Digging in the hole.
Contestants are set missions to complete in order to win more money for their prize, but one of them is a mole who will sabotage the other ones. But you have to try and work out
who the mole is.
Which one's the mole?
There's always a rat.
It's like life. Which is the one that's trying to get you?
God, imagine you knew who the moles were in life.
Only one of them will win the prize in the end. I presume the viewers don't even know who the mole is. You have to try and guess who done it. And by the end of the game, one player must expose who the mole is in order to win the prize. If you're right, you win the cash. If you get the wrong mole, because you'll be suspecting everybody, the paranoia will be huge on this. It's coming to Netflix on October 7th.
Do you ever have a whack-a-mole in your gaff?
A whack-a-mole?
What's that? There's a game, it's a whack-a-mole.
The little hammer, yeah. No, never had it.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
So they're trying to recapture the hype that was Squid Games.
It's Squid Games. Also, Big Brother's kind of like that. There's always one who's kind of up to something or, you know, squealing behind people's backs.
Mm.
Who's the mole?
Who is the mole? Netflix, coming soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.